A reading from the book of Exodus. When it was reported to the king of Egypt that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his servants changed their minds about them. They exclaimed, "What have we done? Why, we have released Israel from our service." So Pharaoh made his chariots ready and mustered his soldiers, 600 first-class chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, with warriors on them all. So obstinate had the Lord made Pharaoh that he pursued the children of Israel even while they were marching away in triumph. The Egyptians then pursued them. Pharaoh's whole army, his horses, chariots, and charioteers, caught up with them as they lay encamped by the sea at Phileroi in front of Baal Zephon. Pharaoh was already near the children of Israel, looked up and saw that the Egyptians were on the march in pursuit of them. In great fright, they cried out to the Lord, and they complained to Moses, "Were there no burial places in Egypt that you had to bring us out here to die in the desert? Why did you do this to us? Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Did we not tell you all this in Egypt when we said, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'? Far better for us to be slaves of the Egyptians than to die in the desert." But Moses answered the people, "Fear not, stand your ground, and you will see the victory the Lord will win for you today. These Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. The Lord himself will fight for you. You have only to keep still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, and you lift up your staff, and with hand outstretched over the sea, split the sea in two, but the children of Israel may pass through it on dry land. But I will make the Egyptians so obstinate that they will go in after them. Then I will receive glory through Pharaoh and all his army, his chariots and his charioteers. The Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I receive glory through Pharaoh and his chariots and his charioteers." The word of the Lord. Let us sing to the Lord, for he has covered himself in glory. Let us sing to the Lord, for he has covered himself in glory. I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him. The God of my father, I extol him. Let us sing to the Lord, for he has covered himself in glory. The Lord is a warrior. Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. The elite of his officers were submerged in the Red Sea. Let us sing to the Lord, for he has covered himself in glory. The floodwaters covered them. They sank into the depths like stone. Your right hand, O Lord, magnificent in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has shattered the enemy. Let us sing to the Lord. He has covered himself in glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there's something greater than Solomon here." The gospel of the Lord. And so you almost had Father McCormick here. He came up, he was all excited. And so remember, tomorrow and the next day there will be no Mass here. I'll be up giving a priest retreat from this afternoon till Friday. And then most of the priests will be up watching Bishop Ed be made a bishop. So if you're watching the next 2 days or listening, you'll have nothing. You have to go to the cathedral, and you can also watch the cathedral. Anyway, so today we come and God speaks to us as he's speaking to the Jewish people, Israelis, in the time when they were being set free from Egypt. And they got to always remember that God set the people free from Egypt before he gave them the commandments. That's the way it works. Before God gives us commandments, he wants to set us free. Too often, we put commandments on people who have never experienced the freedom in Jesus Christ. That's why they reject it. That's why they don't live it. It's because they've never experienced the freedom that God wants to give them. And then when God does come and he wants to set us free, we got to look at him and not at our past. And that's very important in the spiritual life. Here they're looking at the Pharisees, all the Egyptians coming after them. And Moses said, stand firm, do not be afraid. God himself will deliver you this day. They're not looking at God, they're looking at Pharaoh. When we come to confession and we come to repentance, we don't often look at God. We're still only looking at ourselves and our sins, and we're looking in the back and saying, oh, look at me, look at me. And then God forgives us. He sets us free from our slavery, and we don't get to be free. We keep looking back. No, 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 look what I did, look what I did. And he says, would you look at me? Would you stand firm? I will fight for you. I will deliver you. But you got to stop holding on to the past. So, for all of us, when Jesus comes to set us free, do we live in the freedom that he gives us, or do we keep looking in the past? The devil will always keep you focused on yourself, your sin, and your past. Jesus comes to set you free so you can look at him and the future. Let Jesus set you free. May each of you know his love today and forever.